感谢主，早晨我们能够一同在他的爱里相聚。
Thank Lord that we may get together in His love.
我们也能够因着主的爱在我们心里激励我们。
Because of the compelling of God's love.
叫我们有所奉献给他的。
So we have something to offer for Him.
这实在是极大的恩典。
What a great grace.
我想在我开始交通之前，我先就讲一个例子。
Before my message, I want to give an example.
在我们中间很多是做父母亲的。
Among us, there are many parents.
当我们小孩子很小的时候。
When our kids are young.
有一天你给他买了一个他最喜欢吃的巧克力。
One day, if you buy him a favorite chocolate.
一盒巧克力里面有十颗。
And there are 10 chocolates in the box.
你给你孩子的时候，他好高兴啊，是不是？
When you give the box to your children, and he's full of joy.
哎呀，你看他这么高兴，那你就试试他。
And if you want to try him,
你说可不可以给爸爸一颗巧克力呢？
Can you just give me one chocolate?
小孩子拿捧着巧克力，转身说 no.
He would just hold it and then withdraw and said no.
你心里面的感觉是如何？
How you feel?
你心里面有些父亲就会想，那不是爸爸给你花钱买的吗？
The father might think I spend money to buy this for you.
你不是白白领受的吗？
And you just accept the free for free.
就给我一颗，分我一颗，你都不愿意。
How come you are not willing to share with me just one?
我觉得这是我们在奉献事上一个很基本的一个学习。
That's actually our fundamental learning on the matter of offering.
唯有当我们真知道我们一切都是神白白的恩典。
Only if we know that all is His free gift.
我们一切无非是领受的。
And then we actually receive all for free.
不然的话，我们就很难来奉献给主。
Otherwise, it's impossible for us to offer something to the Lord.
就像我们的孩子一样。
Just like our children.
哎呀，这十颗巧克力是我所爱的。
All these 10 chocolates is mine.
我怎么可以拿一颗给爸爸呢？
How can I share one with my dad?
如果我们知道这十颗巧克力都是父亲所给我的。
If we know that all these 10 chocolates are given by my father.
那我们不要说分一颗给爸爸。
那don't even mention just one chocolate.
分一半给爸爸，我们都愿意。
If I want to if half of the chocolate to share with my dad.I'm willing to do so.
这只是一个小小的例子。
This is just a small example.
好啊，我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's begin with few scriptures.
请我们打开旧约圣经，请翻到以斯拉记。
Old Testament, Book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们要从以斯拉记第三章从第一节读到第五节。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
以斯拉记第三章第一节，到了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。约撒达的儿子耶稣亚和他的弟兄众祭司并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建筑以色列神的坛。要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。又照律法书上所写的守住棚节，按数照例献每日所当献的燔祭，其后献常献的燔祭，并在月朔与耶和华的一切圣节献祭。又向耶和华献个人的甘心祭。
And when the seventh month had come, the children of Israel were in the cities. The people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, arose and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.Though fear had come upon them because of the people of those countries, they set an altar on his basis, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening burnt offerings. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacle, as it is written, they offered daily burnt offerings in the number required by the ordinance for each day. Afterwards, they offered regular burnt offerings, and those for new moons, and for all the appointed feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and those of everyone who willingly offered a freewill offering to the Lord.
第二处，请我们翻到哥林多前书。
Second scripture is First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们读第二节。
Verse 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，我们下一处要读罗马书第十二章。
Next is Romans chapter 12.
这是我们大家都非常熟悉的经文。
We are all very familiar with this.
罗马书第十二章，我们读一二两节。
Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
最后一处要读加拉太书。
Last is the Galatians.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Chapter 2:20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
那我们再低头一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨我们还能够来到你面前，是因着你的恩典。
Lord, thank you that by your grace we may come before you this morning.
主，是因你爱我们的大爱救了我们。
It's all because of your great love that saved us.
保守我们。
Keep us.
主，我们今天仍然还能够在你的面前。
So that we may still stand before you.
我们仰望你在向我们说你的恩言。
We look up to your words.
主，我们求你的灵帮助我们能够明白你的心意。
May your Holy Spirit help us to understand your will.
叫我们能够为着你的心意而活。
So we may live for your heart.
叫我们在世上我们行事为人能够与我们所蒙的恩召相称。
So what we do, it's worthy of the grace we received.
主，叫你的旨意能够成就在我们个人各家，也成就在你的教会当中。
May your will be done in all families and in your church.
叫你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 这些日子主给我一个负担。
And the Lord placed a burden in my heart lately.
就盼望和弟兄姐妹一同来明白神在我们身上的心意。
So along with all the brothers and sisters, we may understand the heart of God.
我们知道在我们当中大多数弟兄姐妹我们都已经蒙恩得救。
We know most of brothers and sisters have been already saved.
为着我们所蒙的救恩我们感谢神。
For such a salvation we have received, we praise and thank God.
因为神爱我们。
Because God has loved us.
他叫他的儿子为你我的罪被挂在十字架上。
And he nailed his son on the cross for our sin.
借着他的死，他所流的血洗净我们的罪。
Through his death and bloodshed, and he cleansed all our sins.
借着他的复活，叫我们在神面前得蒙称义。
So we may be justified by his resurrection.
叫我们将来有一天，我们知道我们不需要下地狱，我们能够上天堂。
So one day we may go to heaven instead of Hades.
弟兄姐妹，就着我们而言，我们已经很心满意足。
And for us, we seem like already very satisfied with this.
但是就着神的心意而言，神还不能满足。
But God cannot be content with this.
所以我们必须要知道神救我们的心意究竟是什么。
So we must understand, what's the purpose for God's salvation?
好，叫我们在蒙恩得救之后。
So after we saved,
我们在世上的生活乃是为着神的心意而活。
So we may live our life for God's will.
好像我们在世上的行事为人是与我们所蒙的恩召相称。
So that all we do is worthy of the grace we have received.
上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到 归回的呼召。
Last time I have fellowship with brother in regard to the return the calling to return.
就是神呼召我们能够回到他的心意里头来建造他的教会。
So God called us to return back to his heart to build up his church.
就像在以斯拉记的时候。
Just like in the time of Ezra.
神呼召属他的百姓从巴比伦出来回到耶路撒冷。
God called all his people out of Babylon and returned to Jerusalem.
回到神心意中的耶路撒冷来为神建造圣殿。
Return to Jerusalem to build his temple.
我们知道神的百姓必须要离开巴比伦。
We know the children of God has to leave Babylon.
他们若不离开巴比伦，他们就不能够为神建造神心意中的圣殿。
If they don't leave Babylon, there's no way for them to build up the temple of God.
神呼召他们离开巴比伦，并不是神呼召他们的目的。
But the purpose is not to call them out of Babylon.
回到耶路撒冷才是神呼召他们的目的。
Is to call them return to Jerusalem.
因为神的圣殿必须要建造在耶路撒冷原来的地方。
Because the holy temple of God has to be built on his original base.
当时神乃是呼召所有属他的百姓。
At that time, God meant to call all of his people.
每一个神的百姓，神都向他们发出呼召，要他们回到耶路撒冷。
Every single one of them, God called them out of captivity.
这就是神借着古列王所宣告的。
That's what God proclaimed through King Cyrus.
就在第一章的在以撒记第一章的时候古列王所说的，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华神的殿。
And then thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, who is among you of all his people, may his God be with them and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord.
所以我们看见神的呼召是向着每一个做他子民的。
God's calling is for everybody.
然而在当时却只有少数的神的子民，他们为着神的心意，他们答应神的呼召回到耶路撒冷。
But at that time, only few people was willing to respond to his calling and return back to Jerusalem.
这些少数归的人在圣经当中称他们为余剩的民。
This minority has a special name in Bible. It's called remnants.
在先知以赛亚书里头提到。
In the prophet Isaiah mentioned.
也简称为余民。
It's a remnant.
就相当于在新约启示录里头所说到的得胜者。
Actually, it's the same as the overcomers mentioned in New Testament revelations in New Testament.
这些犹大的渔民，他们为着神的心意。
All these remnants, they came back for the will of God.
他们付上了某种程度的代价。
They pay some price.
一方面，他们必须要离开他们所熟悉的环境。
On one hand, they had to leave their familiar environment.
他们必须要舍弃他们在巴比伦过着那舒适的生活。
They have to give up all their comfortable life in Babylon.
另一方面，他们要离开在巴比伦那会堂里的宗教生活。
And on the other hand, they also have to leave their religious life in the synagogue in Babylon.
因为他们深深的知道，他们不能够在耶路撒冷神的心意之外来为神建殿。
Because they deeply knew that they cannot build a house of God outside of God's heart.
所以当这些渔民他们回到了耶路撒冷之后，
So after all the remnant returned back to Jerusalem,
他们所做的第一件事情，
The first thing they did,
就是在原有的根基上筑坛。
They set an altar on its basis.
在他们为神建造圣殿之前，他们先在那原有的根基上来恢复，来建造这个祭坛。
Before they built the temple, they actually set the altar on its basis.
这是早晨我和弟兄姐妹所要交通的一个负担。
This is the burden I would like to share with brother sister this morning.
我们知道神非常注重根基的问题。
We know that God really cares about the foundation.
神做一切的事情，他都是根据这个根基。
Everything God has done is based on this foundation.
所以神建造他的教会也必须是在一个对的根基上面来建造。
So, God has to build his church based on the right foundation.
根据这个原文字的意思呢，可能说到一个可以安放的一个地方。
The original meaning of this foundation refers to some place that can lay something on it.
神的教会必须要建造在一个可以安放稳固的根基上面。
So the house of God has to be built upon a steady foundation.
这个教会建造这个根基呢，必须是稳固的。
This foundation, this base has to be really steadfast.
必须是经得起考验的。
It has to go through tests.
必须是经得起震动的。
It can bear the shake.
这才能够成为神教会建造的那个根基。
So then it can become the foundation foundation for the house of God.
在诗篇第十一篇第三节告诉我们。
So in Psalm chapter 11 verse 3.
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么？
If the foundation are destroyed, what the righteous can do?
我们都是因信被神称义的人。
We have been all justified by the faith.
神要在一个稳固的根基上面来建造我们。
God wants to build us up on a foundation.
我们乃是神所要建造的这个房屋。
We are the house that God wants to build up.
神要建造我们成为他的一个居所。
God will build us up as the dwelling place for Him.
兄姐妹，就像好像我们盖一个房子一样。
Just like we build a house.
一栋房子的建造呢，它必须是在一个稳固的地基上。
So the construction of the house has to be upon a very steadfast foundation.
这个房子的地基啊，如果出了问题，
if the foundation has some problem,
这个房子肯定要出问题。
Then there must be a problem for the house.
在我们住的 Sugar Land， 我们的社区里头啊，在差不多三年多前的夏天啊，我们的那个房子呢出了一点问题。
Three years ago in our community, our house had some problem.
就突然间我们家里面有几个房间的门啊，就关不起来。
We feel like several doors in our house cannot be fully closed.
那时候我们还没有经验，也不晓得怎么回事。
We didn't know what to do with it.
那再过不久呢，看见我们那个房屋里面的墙角的地方啊，都开始裂了。
And then later we discovered some cracks on the corner of our house.
弟兄姐妹，如果你们有经验，你们就知道。
If you have experienced that, you know.
如果你们不知道，我现在告诉你们。
Now I can tell you if you don't know.
那就是你们房子的地基出问题了。
There must be due to the problem of your foundation.
所以我们找了那个房地产公司来帮我们检查这个房屋的地基。
And we had a company to examine our foundation.
好，又打了十几个那个桩啊，才把这个地基给稳固下来。
And then they
stabilize
the foundation.
所以呢，地基修好了以后呢，我们才可以开始这个整修这个房屋里面的这些损坏。
Then after the foundation has been stabilized, then we can start our repair.
那天夏天发现我们的社区里头好多房子地基都出问题了。
Actually, there are a lot of houses in our neighborhood has the same problem.
因为这个在我们休斯顿那个干旱的关系啊，这个地基就出问题。
Because of the dryness, a lot of houses has the foundation problem.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见这个物质的房屋，它所在的那个根基是那样的重要。
See, as we can see, the foundation of the house is very important.
更何况神在我们身上所要建造的工程呢？
So don't even mention the work, the foundation of God's work.
神在我们身上所要建造这生命的工程，它的根基是非常的重要的。
Therefore, the foundation of God's work is also very important.
今天我们是因着信，我们被神称义了。
And today we have been justified by faith.
神看我们是那一个对的人，在他面前是一个对的人。
We actually, in God's eye, we are a right, we are the righteous.
所以神称我们为义的意思呢，简单的说就是神看我们是对的了。
What this mean for us to be justified? It actually means that we become the righteous man in God's eye.
从前我们有罪，在神眼前，在神眼中呢，神看我们这个人是不对的。
Before we sin against God, and then in God's eye, we are all sinners.
因为我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because we forsake the glory of God.
我们离开了神起初造人那个心意。
We depart from the original will of God's creation.
所以神看有罪的人呢，说这是不对的。
So when God sees us as sinners, and God said this is not righteous.
然而，当我们信主耶稣在十字架所为我们成就的救恩的时候
，After we received the salvation our Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross，
因着这个信，神称我们为义。
And by this faith, and we have been justified by God.
所以神说我们这个人呢，现在是对的了。
Now God can say that we can become righteous.
这就是被神称义的意思。
And that's what it means to be justified by God.
神不仅看我们这个人是对的。
Not only God consider us as a righteous man.
所以要我们在他面前的生活和侍奉也必须是对的。
Our life and service must be right to God.
而我们的问题是，当我们蒙恩得救以后。
But our problem is after we receive the grace.
我们就有一个心愿说，那我们应当为神做什么呢
？We all have this hot desire. We want to do something for God.
我们就开始要来侍奉我们的神。
And then immediately we start to serve God.
但很可惜的，我们对于侍奉的根基。不够认识。
Unfortunately, we don't truly understand the foundation of our service.
所以神看我们的侍奉呢，他就不能说这是对的。
So sometimes when God see our service, he don't think this is right.
罗马书第七章第六节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter
chapter seven, verse six.
他
说叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵，也是可以翻译成圣灵的心样，不按着遗文的旧样。
So, but now we have been delivered, chapter seven or six, right?
对。
Okay. So that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
意思就是说，我们不能按照我们从前天然的心思、天然的看法来服侍主。
We cannot serve God with our natural notion.Thoughts and mind from our flesh.
我们也不能照着我们从前在世界里头所学习到的这些想法和看法来服侍主。
We cannot serve God by all our experience that learned from the world.
我们也不能凭着我们天然的能力和力量呢来侍奉神。
We cannot serve God by our talents, our natural talents.
也不能按照我们天然的热心来侍奉神。
And our zeal.
我们必须是在一个神看为对的根基上来侍奉神。
We have to serve God on the right foundation.
所以我们看见在我们侍奉神的道路上，我们不仅侍奉神的这个人必须是对。
So, not only a man to serve God must be right.
我们侍奉的根基也必须要对。
The foundation of our service must be Right.
使徒保罗他明白这件事。
Apostle Paul understand this.
当使徒保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候
，When he wrote the epistles to church of in Corinth，
哥林多教会里面充满了许多种种的问题。
There were full of different kinds of problems in the church of Corinth.
然而在哥林多前书第二章第二节，保罗这么说。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2 Paul mentioned.
他说我曾定了主意
I have determined
在你们中间不知道别的
I know nothing
只知道耶稣基督并他定十字架
except Jesus Christ and him crucified
弟兄姐妹这就是我们服侍神的最重要的根基
This is the most important foundation for us to serve God
这也是神家建造的最重要的那个根基。
And this is also the most important foundation to build up the house of God.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以我们看见神家建造里面有这两个重要的根基。
We know that there are two important foundations in regard to build up the house of God.
也是在以斯拉记里头，以斯拉记第三章里头所给我们看见的。
This is what Ezra chapter 3 showed us.
所以我们刚刚读的以斯拉记第三章的这里头呢在第三节那边说他们在原有的根基上筑坛
In verse 3 it mentioned that they set the altar on its basis
所以这里我们看见那祭坛的根基
We see the space of altar
然后在后面呢第 第十一节，对不起，在以赛亚记第三章的后面这里，看一下哈，第六节，好，以赛亚记第三章的第六节，这里说到耶和华殿的根基尚未立定。
It says although the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid.
好，然后第十节。
And then verse 10,
这边也说到匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候。
When the builder laid the foundation of the temple of God.
所以这里给我们看见神家建造的两个重要的根基。
Here it shows us the most, two most important foundation to build the house of God.
一个是祭坛的根基。
One is the foundation of altar.
还有一个是圣殿的根基。
The other is the foundation of the temple.
今天早晨，我先和弟兄姐妹来一同来交通这个关于祭坛的根基这件事。
This morning I would like to focus on the altar, on the foundation of the altar.
那祭坛的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of altar?
旧约的祭坛，也就是新约的十字架。
The altar in the Old Testament referred to the cross in the New Testament.
不论是旧约的祭坛，或是新约的十字架，都说出了人来到神面前的那条道路。
Both of them speaks of the only way for man to come before God.
人要来到神面前与神有交通，必须要经过祭坛。
So in order for man to come before God and have fellowship with God, we must go through altar.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看见在创世纪里头，当人还没有犯罪之前，
We see from Genesis before we sin against God.
人可以自由来到神面前与神有交通。
Man can freely come before God and have fellowship with God.
因为人和神之间没有因着罪的问题而被隔开。
So we are not separate from God because of sin.
但是当我们看见始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
When the Adam and Eve sin,
我们看见他们就不能够来到神的面前。
They cannot come before God.
当他们犯罪以后，他们就躲避神的面。
After they sin against God, they try to escape from the face of the Lord.
然而是爱的神来寻找那堕落的人。
The Lord with loving kindness come to seek the falling man.
在那里我们看见必须要有活物，很可能就是羊流出他的血。
We see the living creature must be slain.
因着有血流出呢，我们看见有罪的人才能够在圣洁公义神的面前而能够存活。
Because of the blood shed from the living creature, the man can be kept before Lord.
这是在创世纪第三章里头给我们看见的。
This is what Genesis chapter 3 showed us.
这个也就是那祭坛的意义。
This is the meaning of altar.
我们知道，其实这祭坛的心思早在神创立世界以前就已经有了。
The 心思 the thought of altar actually already exists before the creation of the world.
在启示录给我们看见。
From Revelation.
他那里有那在创世以前。羔羊的生命册。
We see the book of life before the creation of the world.
也就是说，神在创立世界以前，就在基督里拣选了我们。
In other words, God has chosen us in Christ before the creation of the world.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever think about this?
神怎么可能在创立世界以前，就在基督里拣选我们呢？
How God could possibly have already chosen us in Christ before the creation of the world?
我们可能要想说，我都还没有出生。
I even was not born yet.
我父母亲都还没出生。
My parents were not born yet.
亚当夏娃都还没有被造。
And then the Adam and Eve were not created yet.
神怎么可能在基督里就已经拣选了你和我呢？
How could this possible?
在启示录十三章里面给我们看见的这样的一个亮光。
In Revelation chapter 3, God showed us this.
就是神在创立世界以前就有羔羊的生命册。
Before the creation of the world, there is a book of life.
也就是说，在神创立世界以前，神的心思里头有一位羔羊是为我们预备的。
Before the creation of the world, in God's heart, there is a lamb
叫人能够因着神所预备的这位羔羊，因着他被杀，我们的名字能够被神写在他的生命册上。
So because of this lamb, God, because of this lamb that was slain for us, that our, so that our name can be recorded in the book of life.
所以我们看见这位被杀的羔羊，不是在2000年前主耶稣挂十字架上的时候才有的。
So we see that this lamb was not exist only 2,000 years ago.
原来是在神创立世界以前，在神的心思里头，神就为人预备了这位羔羊。
But has been there way before the creation of the world.
这就是祭坛那原有的根基。This
is the original base of the altar.
Foundation.
Foundation. Original foundation of.
创立世界以前就有的。
This already exist before the creation of the world. And these thoughts is forever, eternal.
Yes. In
Revelation chapter 5, we see that before the throne, there is a lamb stand before the throne.
那被杀的羔羊像是刚被杀过的。
And this lamb takes the form that was just slain.
我们知道在宝座面前这位被杀的羔羊，刚刚被杀的羔羊，不是别的，乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
This lamb that was just slain is nothing else but our Lord Jesus.
他在十字架上死了。He
died on the cross.
他埋葬了。Buried. 他第三天复活,
resurrected in
30 days.
He revealed himself for 40 days.
然后在门徒的面前,
he was risen and descended and seated on the right hand of the Father.
然而就在父宝座的面前，这位羔羊，当神启示约翰的时候，他仍像是刚刚被杀的。
When God revealed this lamb to Peter, So this lamb actually still took the form of the lamb that was just slain.
所以我们看见就是在将来的勇士里头，当我们看见这位被杀的羔羊，他仍然像是刚刚被杀的。So
in the eternity future, when we see this lamb still takes the form that was just slain.
所以你们这是祭坛的意义。This
is the meaning of altar.
这是祭坛永远的根基。This
is the eternal foundation of altar.
还是从过去的永远到将来的永远。 那被杀的羔羊,
from eternity past, from the to the eternity future, and this is the lamb that was just slain.
这就是旧约祭坛的意义。This
is the meaning of the altar.
这也是新约十字架那永远的那个意义。This
is also the meaning of the cross in the New Testament.
我们看见祭坛在神的心目当中是一件非常重要的事情。We
see the altar in God's heart is very important.
所以当神百姓被掳到巴比伦之后,
so when the children of God was taken captive in Babylon,
我们看见他们就离开了神心意中的耶路撒冷,
they departed from Jerusalem.
这是一件非常巨大的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
为什么这么说呢?
Why?
因为神的百姓只有在耶路撒冷的祭坛那里, 能够向神献祭。
So only the children of God can only offer the burnt offerings on the altar in Jerusalem.
当时神的百姓因着悖逆神被掳到巴比伦。
At that time, because of their rebellions, they were taken captive in Babylon.
他们不能够像从前那样在耶路撒冷的圣殿和祭坛那里来敬拜赞美神。
They no longer offer sacrifice and praise and worship God in altar.
然而我们知道神的百姓很聪明的。
But we know the children of God were very wise, smart.
犹太人他们是非常聪明。
The Jewish people are very smart.
所以当他们到了巴比伦之后,
after they went to Babylon,
他们没有办法能够在圣殿里头来向神敬拜赞美。
They couldn't worship God in the holy temple.
他们就发明了会堂。
They invented a synagogue.
所以我们知道当主耶稣来到地上的时候呢, 到处都有会堂。
We see when in the time of when Jesus during Jesus' ministry, we see a lot of synagogues.
这个会堂呢，其实就是在 神的百姓被掳到巴比伦的那个段时期呢，他们发明出来的。
Actually, all the synagogues were invented during the time of the captivity.
在会堂里，神的百姓他们能够读摩西的律法书。
In synagogue, they are able to read all the laws of Moses.
他们也能够读神界的众先知所说的话。
They also can read all the prophets.
在会堂里，他们可以唱诗赞美神。
They can sing hymns and worship.
他们在会堂里也可以祷告。
They can pray.
他们也可以彼此有爱宴的交通。
They can fellowship with one another.
跟我们在当国聚会非常的相像。
Just like our gathering.
但有一件事情是他们在会堂里不能做的。
But there's one thing that they cannot do in synagogue.
就是他们不能够在会堂里来向神献祭。
They cannot offer sacrifice in synagogue.
因为神清楚地告诉他的百姓，只有在神心意中的耶路撒冷，他们才能够向神献祭。
Because God clearly told them that you can only offer sacrifice in Jerusalem.
所以当时许多神的百姓，大概有好几百万的神的百姓被掳到巴比伦。
A few million of God's people were taken captive in Babylon.
他们渐渐的在那里呢，就成家立业。
They gradually established their business and got married.
他们甚至于有社会的地位。
And they gained some position in the world.
那在那里呢？他们就开始也习惯于这个会堂的这个宗教生活。
And they settled down in the life of synagogue.
他们觉得说，哎呀，这很方便嘛。
They feel like it's very convenient.
因为从前啊，到耶路撒冷圣殿啊，他们还要跑很远的路。
Because that was it used to be a really long distance to go to Jerusalem.
现在会堂啊，就能够唱诗，能够听主的话，能够。啊，祷告能够彼此有交通，这不是很方便吗
is it very convenient for us to just worship, pray and dancing hymns in synagogues?
那当时他们怎么样来开始这个会堂呢
？How they started this?
他们只要有十个犹太男子。
As long as they have ten male Jewish people.
这最基本的要求。
This is the basic requirement.
他们就可以开始有会堂。
They can start the synagogue.
所以在当时他们就有这个木匠的会堂。
And they have the synagogue for carpenters.
就是你做木匠，我也做木匠，那我们就组织呢，我们就开始一个木匠的会堂。
So you carpenter, I'm carpenter, so we gather together to have the synagogue of carpenters.
他们可能也可以有一个那个做律师的这个会堂。
They have the synagogue of lawyers.
还有做生意的，如果我们都做生意的，我们也可以开始一个做生意的会堂。
And a synagogue for businessmen.
那还有一个呢，是很方便的，就是社区的会堂。
And a synagogue for in the communities.
反正我们都住得很近嘛。
Because we live very close.
我们可能就不用离开我们社区啊，不用上高速，我们就可以有会堂的生活。
We don't have to drive on the highway, then we can have the life of synagogue.
可渐渐的，你看神的百姓，他们就满足于这样一个会堂的宗教生活。
Gradually, they are satisfied with the life of synagogue.
很可能啊，我们去了这个会堂呢，里头就有我们孩子的同学。
Perhaps, in the synagogue, my kids have some friends.
有我公司上班的同事。
My colleagues.
哎呀，所以你看，这样的聚会不是很好吗
？Isn't good?
又方便。
Very convenient.
不用跑太远。
I don't have to drive too far.
都是我们认识的人。
We know each other.
可能都是我们做同一个专业的。
We work in the same field.
可能是我们的亲戚。
Perhaps our relatives.
哎呀，这样子我们也可以一同读主的话。
We can also read the words of God.
我们一同可以唱诗赞美。
We can also sing songs.
我们也可以向神祷告。
We can also pray to God.
我们还可以彼此有交通。
We can also fellowship with one another.
满不满足
？Is it that good?
弟兄们，你觉得呢
？What do you think?
哎，我觉得这没什么不好嘛。
I think it's not that bad.
这很好啊。
It's good.
他们就慢慢习惯于这样一个会堂的生活。
Then they gradually are content with the life of synagogue.
他们就忘记了一件非常重要的事情。
They forgot the most important thing.
就是向神献祭。
Is to offer sacrifice to God.
然而在这样的一个被掳的犹太人当中。
Among all these captivities.
有一班少数的神的百姓。
There were few people.
他们不能满足于此。
They are not content with the life.
他们对于不能向神献祭这件事情非常bother他们。
The thing that they cannot offer sacrifice to the Lord really bothers them.
虽然周围啊神的百姓他们似乎是非常的满足于这样的生活。
Seems like all other people are very satisfied with their life.
但是这一般少数的人。
But all these remnants.
他们不能够满足于此。
They are not content with
their life. 他们渴望来向神献祭。
They desire to offer sacrifice to God.
他们渴望与神有一个真实的交通。
They desire to have a true fellowship with God.
他们渴望能够借着祭坛来呼求主的名。
They desire to call God's name through altar.
所以当神界的古列王宣告说， 凡做神子民的可以回到耶路撒冷。
When God proclaimed through the king of Sirs,
他们就答应神的呼召，放下在巴比伦的一切。
They were willing to respond to the calling of God and gave up all his life in Babylon.
他们回到神心意中的耶路撒冷。
They returned to Jerusalem.
他们在原有的根基上来建筑这个祭坛。
They set the altar on its basis.
并且在这祭坛上面来向神献祭。
They offer both offerings on this altar.
弟兄姐妹，就是祭坛也告诉了我们新约十字架那丰富的内容。
The altar in the Old Testament also revealed the full meaning of the cross in New Testament.
很多时候我们读新约圣经，我们明白了主耶稣在十字架上为我们成为那个祭来献给神。
When we read a New Testament, we understand how God become the burnt offerings that offered on the cross for us.
但是我们知道，哎呀，主耶稣为我们在十字架上为我们流血，为我们舍命。
We all know that Jesus Christ shed his blood and then died for us.
但十字架更深更丰富的内容，我们就不能够完全的明白。
The deeper and then fuller meaning of the cross seems like cannot be understood.
所以神就将旧约的祭坛给了我们。
That's why God showed us the altar in the Old
Testament. 当我们读到利未记的时候，
when we read Leviticus,
我们看见在那里有五个重要的祭。
We know that there are five important offerings.
有燔祭。
Burnt offerings,
有素祭,
green offerings,
有平安祭,
peace offerings,
有赎罪祭,
sin offerings,
还有赎愆祭,
guilt offerings.
那我们读的时候，从前读的时候，觉得那，哎呀，那在讲这么多，整卷利未记讲了很多关于这个献祭这件事情。
We feel like Leviticus talk so many offerings.
而这些所有这些祭的这个内容呢，其实就说出了主在十字架上所成就的。
All the meaning.Of all these offerings speaks of what God has accomplished on the cross.
比方说燔祭它乃是满足神的要求。
For example, the burnt offering speaks of how Jesus Christ satisfied the requirement of God.
主耶稣他如何为我们成为那个燔祭，满足了神的心。
How Jesus Christ became the burnt offerings to satisfy the heart of God.
那素祭呢，就让我们看见认识到说主耶稣他是如何的柔细，如何的纯全。
The green offerings show us how gentle and clean our Lord Jesus is.
平安祭让我们看见主耶稣他是如何成就了我们与神之间的那个和平。
The peace offerings show us how Jesus Christ reconciled us with God.
那赎罪祭就让我们看见说神如何使那无罪的，就是我们的主，替我们成为罪，被献在神的面前。
Sin offerings speaks of how our Lord Jesus, sinless, became the sinners, and to offer himself on the cross and die for our sinners.
当主在十字架上，他就使罪身灭绝。
He put his body to death.
就叫我们身上那个罪的这个权势就被灭绝了。
So he put the power of death to death.
赎愆祭则让我们看见主耶稣他为我们担当了我们所有罪的刑罚。
The guilt offerings speaks of how our Lord Jesus bear all our judgment of God.
弟兄姐妹，盼望你们还有机会再回去读利未记的时候，
I hope that when you get a chance to read Leviticus,
你们要从那些的献祭的内容里头能够认识主在十字架上所为我们成就的。
From all the contents of all the offerings, you may understand what God has accomplished on the cross.
所以我们看见旧约的祭坛，它让我们认识了十字架更丰富的内容。
So the altar in the Old Testament make us to understand the full meaning of a cross in New Testament.
我们不仅必须要认识这祭坛的内容。
Not only we need to understand the content of the altar.
我们不仅要认识十字架的真理。
Not only we need to know the true meaning of a cross.
我们也必须要过一个祭坛的生活。
We must also live a life of altar.
就是我们要过一个背十字架跟从主的生活。
In other words, that we must live a life of a cross.
因为一个不认识祭坛的人，
For a person who does not know
the order,
does not live the life of cross,
我们就不认识这个神的家建造的这个根基。
And then we cannot truly understand the foundation of the house of God.
我们就不能够与神同工。
We cannot work with God.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为十字架的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of cross？
简单的说，就是不照我的意思，只照你的意思。
Simply put, it's not according to my will, but yours.
所以今天神呼召我们与他同工。
God calls us today to work with Him.
神在我们身上，也在我们中间，要来建造他的殿。
God built His temple among us.
不能够照着我们的方法。
Not according to our way.
不能够照着你我的意思。
Not according to our will.
我们必须要照着神的意思。
Must according to His will.
所以我们需要过一个祭坛的生活。
Therefore, we must live a life of altar.
唯有十字架能够叫我们能够认识神的方法。
Only the cross may cause us to understand God's way.
十字架能够叫我们不照我们的意思。
The cross will teach us to do things not according to our will.
就是不照我们的意思来建造。
To build up the church of God not according to our will.
而是照着神的意思来建造。
But according to the will of God.
最后我们看见基督十字架的一个重要性。
This shows us the importance of the cross of Christ.
简单的来说，主的十字架解决我们所有的问题。
Simply put, the cross of the Lord resolves all our problems.
一方面，主的十字架解决了我们与神之间的问题。
On one hand, it resolves the problem between man and God.
因为借着主在十字架所流的宝血。
Because through the blood that shed on the cross.
叫我们所有的罪在神的面前得蒙洗净。
So, God cleanses us all our sins.
叫我们的过犯得蒙赦免。
And forgive us all unrighteousness.
所以我们能够与神和好。
So we may be reconciled.
我们能够亲近我们的神。
We may be drawn near to God.
同时十字架也解决了我们里头那个罪性的问题。
On the other hand, the cross also resolved the problem of our sins.
因为今天我们还活在这个罪身的里头。
Today we still live out in our sinful flesh.
我们这个罪身，它仍然会影响我们，要叫我们犯罪。
Because the sinful flesh still have an influence on us to cause us sin.
我们怎么解决这个问题呢
？How we can resolve this problem?
仍旧是借着基督的十字架。
Still through the cross of Christ.
因为借着基督的十字架，我们与他已经同死同埋葬。
By the cross of Christ, we may be buried, and we may die with Christ and buried with Christ.
我们的旧人已经死了，已经埋葬了。
Our sinful flesh has been buried.
叫我们这个新人也与基督一同从死里复活。
Our new being has been resurrected with Christ.
叫我们蒙恩得救之后的一举一动都有那新生的样式。
So all our acts will take the new form.
弟兄姐妹，这是十字架解决了我们身上的与神之间的两方面的问题。
So that's how the cross of Christ resolved those two problems.
十字架也解决了我们人跟人之间所有的问题。
And the cross of Christ also resolved the problem between men.
在加拉太书第二章那里，我们看见有一次保罗就抵挡彼得。
In Galatians chapter 2, we see that one time Paul rebuked.Peter.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为彼得啊和巴拿巴原本他们跟外邦人在一起吃饭。
Why? Because Peter and Barnabas had a dinner with Gentiles.
当他们听见啊，他们听见有那个有人从雅各那里过来。
And they heard there some brothers from Jacob, sent by Jacob.
他们就赶快饭就不吃了，赶快跟外邦人就分开来了。
They just separate themselves from Gentiles.
那从雅各那里来的人有什么特别呢
？What's so special about brothers from sent by Jacob?
从雅各那里来的人就说出了那个律法的代表。
It actually speaks of the laws.
我们知道犹太人在当时，他们跟外邦人呢是不能够相往来的。
Because the Jewish people cannot cannot associate with Gentiles.
所以当他们听到雅各的人那边来的人来了以后呢，他们赶快就好像跟外邦人就这么分开了。
So as soon as they heard that their brothers sent by Jacob and they separate themselves from Gentiles.
不仅巴拿巴分开。
Not only Barnabas left.
那个彼得也跟外邦人分开。
Also Peter.
我们知道在这个时候彼得啊，他已经是有异象的人了。
At that time, Peter already received the vision.
因为他经历了在哥林流家所发生的事情。
Because they experienced the God's revelation on the roof of.
所以这位大弟兄彼得啊，他是有天上的异象的。
So this big brother Peter has a heavenly vision.
他也亲眼看见圣灵如何降在那外邦人哥林流的一家的身上。
He also witnessed how Holy Spirit come upon the house of Gernibus. Okay.
所以呢，彼得不仅有天上的异象。
Not only Peter received heavenly vision.
他亲眼看见圣灵的工作。
He also witnessed the work of Holy Spirit.
甚至于他也在耶路撒冷的使徒们当中呢，为这件事情做过见证。
He also bore the testimony among all the disciples.
所以这位大使徒彼得啊，他是知道那个。这个神的救恩啊，是包括犹太人和外邦人。
So Peter should have already known that God's salvation come upon the Jewish and the Gentiles.
他不仅知道，他还做过见证的。
Not only he knew, he also testified.
但是怎么会，当雅各那边的人来了以后呢，他居然好像就忘记这个启示，也忘记他自己所做过见证，他就跟外邦人分开。
How come as soon as he heard that the brother came and he suddenly forgot all his revelations and visions and all the testimonies and then he separated himself from Gentiles?
彼得的问题是什么？
What is the problem of Peter?
我们看见他不是一个过十字架生活的人。
He is not the person who live a life of cross.
在那个时候。
At that time.
彼得他没有背起他的十字架。
At that particular time, Peter didn't carry his cross.
所以他软弱了。
He became weak.
他所行的与他自己从前所得到的启示和所见证的真理是不相合的。
What he did is not in accordance to the revelation, to the vision he has received.
然而在当时有一个人，他是过十字架生活的。
However, at that time, there was a man who lived a life of cross.
所以那个情况的里头，保罗他是一个背十字架跟从主的人。
In that particular situation, Paul was the man who took up the cross and lived a life of cross.
因为保罗就当面指责彼得。
Because he rebuked Peter.
兄姐妹，就好像在聚会当中啊，一个我们所谓小弟兄啊。当着大家的面指责大弟兄一样。
Just like, for example, in our gathering, a small brother rebuke a big brother.
你有没有做过这样的事情？
Have you ever done this?
我想我不一定敢做这样的事。
I dare not to do.
我可能会私底下哈把彼得拉过来。
Perhaps in a secret, I'll just go get the Peter.
说彼得啊，你怎么会？怎么看到雅各那边的人来，你就跟外邦人就分开呢？这件事情这样是不对的。
How come you separate yourself from Gentile as soon as you see the brother sent by Jacob?
然后我们看见保罗并不是私下来指责彼得。
We see that Paul did not rebuke Peter in secret.
他当面指责彼得。
He rebuked Peter in public.
为什么这样一个年轻的弟兄保罗，他在那时候做这样的一件事情
？How does such a young brother Paul can dare to do this?
他在加拉太书二章二十节就告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 2:20, is
他说
，He told us
他的秘诀是什么
？What is his secret?
他说，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Because he said, now it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他说他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and gave himself to me.
保罗他知道主的爱。
Paul knew the love of God.
所以在那里他背起他的十字架。
At that moment, he took up his cross.
他知道他很可能会得罪彼得。
He knew that perhaps he might He might offend Peter. He might offend like big brothers.
但是他为着基督的真理。
But for the sake of the truth of Christ.
他为着神的救恩。
For the sake of his God's salvation.
他背起他的十字架。
He took up his cross.
他在那里来持守住那救恩的真理。
He hold on to the truth of the salvation.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个过十字架生活的人。
This is the person who live a life of cross.
唯有借着十字架，
Only through cross.
我们才能够脱离这世界对我们的影响。
So we may set us free from all the temptations of the world. Only through the cross.
我们才能够脱离我们这个天然的自己救人对我们的那个捆绑。
We may depart from all the bondage of our old flesh.
所以保罗他到末了，他服侍主到末了，他可以说。我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Therefore, in his later ministry, Paul may proclaim that, therefore, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他能够不以自己的性命为念来遵行神的旨意。
He did not care about his own life to do in order to do the will of God.
兄弟姐妹，这是十字架在我们生活当中的那个重要性。
This is the importance of the cross in our life.
献祭的根基，也就是基督的十字架。
The foundation of the of our sacrifice.
只有在主的十字架这个根基上面，我们才能够把自己也奉献上来。
We can only consecrate ourselves based on this foundation.
所以我们看见主就呼召属他的人出来跟从他。
Therefore, Lord call his people to follow him.
主如何在地上来遵行父神的旨意？
How Lord do the will of Father?
主如何在地上来成就神所要成就的工作？
How the Lord has accomplished the will of Father?
他呼召我们这些属他的人也来跟从他。
He also call us to follow him, to take up our cross to follow him.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He said, I'm gentle and lowly in heart.
你们要负我的轭，这个轭就是十字架。
Therefore, you need to bear my yoke. This yoke refers to cross.
学我的样式。
And learn from me.
他这样子让我们看见，我们也就必得享安息。
So we may receive rest for our souls.
我们看见主的轭是他的十字架。
We see that the yoke of the Lord is His cross.
也就是我们在生活当中的十字架。
It's the cross of our life.
当我们面临一个选择的时候。
When we face a choice.
这个十字架，我们能够在神的面前说，不照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Through the cross, we may say that not according to my will, but yours.
当我们将来与主同负轭的时候。
As we bear the yoke with our Lord.
看见十字架在我们身上就来更新变化我们。
So the cross may do the work of renewing of our mind.
叫我们能够有主的样式。
So we may be transformed to the image of His Son.
就是
our Lord.
柔和谦卑。
It's a gentle and lowly in heart.
所以我们看见一个被十字架跟随主的人。
For a person who take up the cross and follow the Lord.
这样的一个人呢，他就越来越有主的样式。
And he'll be gradually transformed to the image of our Lord.
他的里面呢，会越来越柔和谦卑。
He will become more gentle in heart.
相反的话
On the other hand, contrary,
若不是在一个基督十字架的根基上面来奉献的话
If we don't consecrate ourselves based on the foundation of cross,
当我们越为神发热心，我们越为神劳苦的时候
More zealous and laborious we become,
我们反而给教会带来许多的难处
More difficulties we have brought to the church,
叫我们这个人越过越刚硬
And then we may be hardened in heart.
我们在不该坚持的时候我们坚持
We insist on the things that shouldn't be insist
我们在该坚持的时候我们却又不坚持
And then for the things that we should insist and we don't insist
结果我们这个人如果不是在基督的十字架的根基上面来建造的话
If we don't build based on the foundation of cross
我们这个人的脾气越来越大
Then we become a more tempered
我们越过越骄傲
And more proud, like more proud
从前是属肉体的骄傲
Before it's the proud from the flesh
现在是属灵的骄傲
And then it's the proud from the spirit
我们这个人也越过越刚硬
And then we are more hardened
我们越在教会服事我们里头越没有安息
And more we serve, and the less rest we have.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要在基督的十字架的根基上来奉献。
We have to consecrate ourselves based on the foundation of cross.
我们才能够真正的来与神同工，来建造神在我们身上，还有在他教会中建造的工程。
So we only that we may able to work with God and then build up the house of God.
所以我们要回到祭坛原有的根基上面来献祭。
Therefore, we need to return to His base to offer our offerings.
也就是说，我们不用秋坛来代替祭坛。
In other words, we cannot substitute the altar with high places.
我们不用我们的宗教行为 来代替十字架奉献的生活。
We cannot replace the life of cross with all the religious acts.
我们知道从前以色列的历史给我们看见这一幅图画。
The history of Israel show us a picture.
就是有许多的诸王，他们都在祭坛上面来向神献祭。
A lot of kings
在丘坛上面来向神献祭。
A lot of kings offer their offerings on high places.
所以我们读列王记的历史的时候，你看见那个丘坛一直不能从神百姓中间除去。
When we read the history of kings, we see that the high places could not be destroyed.
丘坛的意义是什么呢
？What is the meaning?
丘坛是代替祭坛。
Of high places, the meaning of the high places is to replace.
就在神心意的祭坛之外，来向神献祭。
Is to offer offerings, offer sacrifice outside God's heart.
所以我们看见那对神的百姓所造成的影响是那样的深远。
It has a great and deep influence on the children of God.
虽然有少数的几个王曾经有过复兴。
Even though there are only few kings led to revival.
他们把丘坛给废去了。
And they destroyed high places.
他们又回到祭坛的上面来向神献祭。
And they returned to altar to offer their sacrifice.
可是没过多久。
But soon after.
你看丘坛又跑出来。
We see that the high places
came back.
The children of God still offer their sacrifice on high places.
弟兄们，今天我们要有所奉献于神。
Today, if we have something to offer to God,
不能凭着我们自己的意思。
Not according to our will.
我们必须要回到祭坛的根基上。
We have to return to the foundation of
altar. 我们必须要在基督的十字架的根基上，才能够向神有所奉献。
We have to offer something to God based on the foundation of cross.
所以我们不能用我们宗教的热心和行为来代替十字架的生活。
We cannot replace the life of cross with our religious zeal and then religious life.
我们也不能用人工的十字架来代替主的十字架。
We also cannot replace the cross of Lord with our man-made cross.
就是说我们不需要自己去找十字架的苦。
In other words, that we cannot find ourselves a suffering of cross.
像从前的教会历史当中，有些基督徒他们实在是愿意爱主。
Like in the history of church, some brothers really want to love the Lord.
他们愿意为主受苦。
They were willing to suffer for the Lord.
他们就把他们的衣服啊，就做了钉子。
And they put some studs and nails on their garments.
整件衣服都是钉子。
And they're full of studs and nails.
钉子那个尖的地方不是向外面的，不像现在那个时髦，有些那个他们钉子是向外面的。
The sharp end pointing out.
当时他们做这个衣服的有钉子衣服。
Pointing inward.
是 going inward.
Yeah, pointing inward.
这钉子是要刺自己的。
And then the nail is actually it's pierced themselves.
他们为什么这么做呢
？Why they did this?
因为他们看到说我们这个肉体啊，实在是败坏。
Because they knew that our flesh is so corrupted.
所以他叫我们这个肉体受苦。
So he wants suffer.
然后呢
？Our flesh.
从早到晚，一天怎么能够24小时来这个叫我们这个肉体受苦呢
？How our flesh can be suffering from the morning to the evening?
咱们记得这个穿钉子的衣服啊，常常来那个苦待这个我们的肉身。
So through the clothes that are full of the nails that pointing inward.
你们这是人工的十字架。
This is man-made cross.
这不能够成就神的旨意。
This cannot accomplish the will of God.
十字架乃是圣灵的工作。
The cross is the work of Holy Spirit.
圣灵会借着我们周遭的人事物。
Through all the people and all the things around us.
圣灵会借着我们周围的环境。
And through all the environment.
来在我们身上。来成就十字架的工作。
The Holy Spirit will accomplish the work of God in us.
所以我们只要学习顺服圣灵的带领。
As long as we learn how to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们要能够敏锐圣灵在我们身上的工作。
Well, we should be very sensitive to the work.
我们能够服下来。
We may obey.
圣灵让我们看见我们与基督同死同埋也一同复活的那个真实的一个实际。
So the Holy Spirit will cause us to see the true meaning, the truth of the cross.
当圣灵借着十字架在我们身上工作之后
，So after the works of the cross, through the Holy Spirit, and then what it brings is a release,
是一个安息
relief, it's a rest,
是一个平安
it's a peace,
是一个喜乐
it's a joy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要学习十字架工作的时候
，As we learn the work of cross,
不是我们替自己找。
We don't find a cross for ourselves.
也不是我们成为别人的十字架。
And we don't become other people's cross.
我们乃是让圣灵在我们身上来做这十字架的工作。
But we need to allow Holy Spirit to work, to do the work of cross in us.
所以我们看见当时回到耶路撒冷的犹大渔民，他们照着摩西的律法在祭坛上献祭。
And then we see that they offer burnt offerings according to the laws of Moses.
也就是说他们是照着神的要求来献祭的。
In other words, they offered sacrifice based on the requirement of the law.
就是在十字架的根基上面有所奉献。
It's offered something on the foundation of Christ.
他们献上了当献的燔祭。
They offered the burnt offerings.
他们也献上了长献的燔祭。
And they also offered the daily burnt offerings.
Daily. 他们也献上个人的甘心祭。
And then the free will offering.
所以你们当献的燔祭是什么？
And then what is the burnt offering?
就是罗马书十二章所说的。
It's the Roman chapter 12.
将我们身体献上，当作活祭来归给神。
We offer our body as a living sacrifice.
我们把我们这个人完全的主权，我们转移交给主。
We gave all ourselves, the whole being, to our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是理所当然的。
This is reasonable.
在我一生当中，有两件事情是我从来没有后悔。
And there are two things in my life I never regretted.
一件就是信主。
One is I believe the Lord.
还有一件就是将自己当作活祭来献给主。
And the other is I offered my body as the living sacrifice to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，保罗说这是理所当然的。
Because Paul said this is reasonable.
他用神的慈悲来劝我们。
Because he beseeches us with God's mercy.
他用基督舍命的大爱来激励我们。
He encourages us with the great love of Christ.
说弟兄们。
He said, brethren.
姐妹们。
Sisters.
我们当将我们自己，将我们全人来献给主。
We should offer our body, whole beings, as the living sacrifice.
我们不再为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
这是祭。
This is sacrifice.
我们乃是为神而活。
We should live for God.
我们乃是为主而活。
We live for Lord.
这是活祭。
It's a living sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，主的话说，这是理所当然。
And then the word of God reminds us this is acceptable.
这是我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女所当献的燔祭。
And this is the reasonable living sacrifice we should offer as the children of God.
如果你蒙恩得救之后，你从来没有曾经向神将自己献上当作活祭的话。
If you never really offer yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord after you receive grace.
盼望主的爱早晨也能够激励你。
May the Lord compels you.
叫这样的爱激励你，把自己当作活祭来献给神。
So this love may compel you and then cause you to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
得着他所当得的那个主权。
So the Lord may gain all the sovereignties in you.
第二方面，当我们这样奉献之后，我们还要每天有更新的奉献。
On one hand, after we offer this sacrifice, and then daily, we also need to renew our offering.
在每天更新的奉献上面，我们一样一样的有所奉献给主。
On our daily offerings, we offer one at a time.
就像刚刚弟兄带领我们唱这首诗歌一样。Something for thee.
Like the song we just sang, it's a something for thee.
就因为盼望今天在我们离开聚会之前。
I desire before we leave this gathering.
我们在神面前都有所奉献给他。
We have something to offer to the Lord.
可能是我们的时间。
Perhaps our time.
可能是我们的财物。
Our belongings.
可能是我们的孩子。
Our children.
可能是我们的工作。
Our job.
可能是我们生活中一些缠累我们的罪。
Or some sins that entangle us.
可能是我们生活当中一些不好的习惯。
Or some bad habits.
或是我们的一些传统的想法。
Or some traditions.
因为当圣灵在我们里头光照我们的时候。
If the Holy Spirit enlightened us.
当基督的爱在里头激励我们的时候。
When the love of Christ compels us.
弟兄姐妹，献给他。
Brothers, sisters, offer something to the Lord.
在我用自己做个小小的例子。
I use myself as an example.
我和我姐妹结婚之后，我们就主就祝福我们孩子一个接一个。
After we got married, we had several children.
当我们好几个孩子都还很小的时候。
When my children were young.
家里头家庭生活的忙碌是可想而知。
You can imagine how busy we were.
然后感谢主，那时候我们都已经蒙恩得救。
And thank Lord, we were all saved.
所以我们夫妻二人虽然不完全，但是呢还算得上是同心合意。
Even though we were not perfect, but we work in unity.
生活中有很多繁琐的事情，我们两个人就必须要分工合作，一起来把它完成。
So we have to cooperate and to complete all the trivial things.
忙不忙？
Isn't busy?
很忙。
Very busy.
累不累？
Tired.
肯定累。
And of course.
有一次姐妹也很累的时候，她就跟我说。
And one time when my sister was really tired, and she said.
算是跟我发小脾气吧。
And he complained.
她说你怎么从来不刷厕所？
How come you never clean the toilet?
哎，我突然间想一下。
And then I suddenly remember.
她讲的道也是真的。
He's right.
那为什么我不刷厕所呢？
Why I don't clean the toilet?
我也没有原因。
And there's a reason.
也没有理由。
No reason. No reason.
那我就说啦，我说我也做了好多好多其他的事情啦。
And then I argued, I have done a lot of things.
可是他为什么你就不刷厕所呢？
And then why you never really clean the bathroom?
后来我就回到主面前。
When I return before the Lord, why
were you thinking?
And then I think that is there any special reason?
想来想去想不出来什么特别的原因。
I couldn't come up with any reason.
但我只知道一件事。
But I knew one thing.
我是好像从来没有刷过厕所。
Yes, that's true. I never really cleaned the bathroom.
在台湾跟父母一同住的时候
，When I live in my parents' house，
不要说是厕所，台湾这里厨房我也不太能够有机会进去。
Now, don't even mention the bathroom. I rarely get into got into kitchen.
偶尔我要进厨房洗洗碗。
And then, like sometime if I went to kitchen to clean the dishes, if I went to the bathroom to clean,
就赶快冲进来。
And my mom will rush in.
就赶快把我赶出去。
And to chase me out.
这是一个当时在台湾社会里头一个习惯吧。
It's more like a tradition in Taiwan at that time.
所以不知不觉当中
，subconsciously，
我就发现好像这些事是不是我的事。
I feel like cleaning bathroom is not my thing.
不是我不愿意去做。
It's not because I'm not willing to do so.
但是它成为一个习惯。
It become my habit.
它成为一个传统。
It's become a tradition.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
就像我姐妹问我的时候
，When my sister asked me，
你为什么从来不刷厕所
？Why you never clean the bathroom？
我也不知道为什么。
I didn't know why。
我就是好像不做这件事。
I just never done that。
但我在主面前祷告的时候
，When I pray before Lord，
主就让我看见我是一个已经奉献给主的人。
Lord caused me to see I am the person who already offered myself to the Lord。
所以在这件事情上
，So for this thing，
我就需要更新我的奉献。
I need to renew。
从那一天开始。
And from that day,
我就在我们家刷厕所。
I start to clean the bathroom.
也刷得欢欢喜喜的。
And clean with joy.
现在我是很喜欢刷我们家厕所。
I enjoy cleaning the bathroom.
弟兄姐妹，在我们身上有一些的习惯。
And some bad habits.
在我们聚会当中有一些的传统。
Some traditions in our church.
姐妹，如果你不知道为什么我们主日早晨要这样的擘饼纪念主。
If you never really know how we gather together and break bread.
如果你今天回去的路上问一个孩子。
If you ask your children on the way home,
我们为什么主日早晨我们要擘饼
？Why we need to break bread？
为什么我们要这样子聚会
？Why we need to gather like this？
你问他们。
If you ask them，
你听听他们怎么说。
Listen how they answer。
I don't know。
I don't know。
我不知道。
I don't know。
我出生下来，我们就是这样子啦。
We've been doing this since I was born。
弟兄姐妹，这是我们必须要小心的一件事情。
We must be very careful about this。
如果在我们中间。
Among us，
如果今天我们的孩子
，If we our children，
他们虽然从小跟我们这样来聚会
，from their youth they came to our gathering with us，
他们却不知道为什么要这样子做
，But they never really truly understand why we do this。
所以你们这就成了一个非常可怕的传统。
This will become a very terrible tradition。
我们需要主来光照我们
，May the Lord enlighten us。
我们需要主来更新我们
，Renew us，
叫我们能够再将我们自己来献给他
，So that we may offer ourselves to Him。
叫我们能够在生活当中的每一件事情上面
，in every things in our daily life，
主能够来管理我们
，so the Lord will manage our life，
主能够来带领我们
，guide us。
最后这边说个人的甘心祭来献给神
and ，the last is the free will offering。
这边说到奉献的原则总是甘心的
，the principle of offering is the free will，
它不是出于勉强。
Not from the reluctant.
同学们，有一次有个姐妹跟我说
one time a sister told me.
她问我一个问题。
He asked me a question.
说主的话说啊，这个献给神必须是甘心乐意的。
The word of God told us that we need to offer something to Lord willingly.
但是呢，在这十一个奉献上面
in terms of the tithe.
哎呀，我心里面呢，好像还不能甘心乐意。
I cannot let it go.
那我是不是就不要奉献了？
So can I not offer?
弟兄姐妹，这个问题在哪里？
What is the problem here?
是不是因为我们不甘心，我们就不做这件事呢？
If we are not willing, then we don't do this.
是不是因为我们不能够甘心奉献，那我们就不用奉献了？
If we are not willing to do so, then we don't need to tithe.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要回到主的面前。
We have to return to the Lord.
我们需要在主的光中。
We have to live in the light of the Lord.
我们必须好好想一想。
We have to really think.
我们所有的一切。
All we have.
我们今天所是。
And then who we are.
我们今天所有。
And what we have.
无非都是神白白的恩典。
It's all His free grace.
都是我们从神所领受的。
It's all we receive the grace.
因为我们还能够有生命气息在这世上。
And today we still live in this world.
所以我们还能够有一点一天的时间能够为主而活。
If we have only one day to live for the Lord.
兄弟姐妹，这是白白的恩典。
This is a free grace.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of Lord.
我们怎么能够不甘心的愿意来献给他呢？
How come we are not willingly to offer something to the Lord?
兄弟姐妹，我不能用道理来说服你们。
I cannot persuade you with some doctrines.
但是我愿意为你我祷告。
But I'm willing to pray for you and me.
愿主的爱天天的来激励我们。
May the love of the Lord compel us daily.
好叫这样的爱激励我们。
So this love encourages us.
叫我们在他的面前。
Before him.
我每一天。
Every day.
我们有更新的，有甘心的奉献。
We are willing to offer the free will offering.
好叫神在我们身上能够建造那个工程。
So the Lord may do His work in us.
好叫神在我们中间能够建造他的家。
So the Lord may build up His house among us.
叫他能够得着一个安息的居所在我们中间。
So He may receive a dwelling place in us.
那我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们在你面前是何等的有限。
Lord, how limited we are before.
但主，你的能力却不受我们的拦阻。
But your power is limitless.
主，你的爱更是得胜的爱。
Your love is victorious love.
主，因此我们仰望你的爱继续在我们里头来激励我们。
We look up to your love that is continue compel us.
主啊，求你亲自借着圣灵微小的声音来劝我们。
Lord, through the small voice of the Holy Spirit, beseech us.
主，叫我们愿意在你的面前，我们有所奉献。
So we may have something to offer you willingly.
主，叫我们能够在十字架的根基上，主啊，因着你的爱，我们愿意将自己也来奉献给你。
So we may offer ourselves to you, based on the foundation of the cross.
主，愿圣灵在我们身上来做成十字架的工作。
May the Holy Spirit accomplish the work of cross.
主，叫你真是成为我们生活中的主。
May you become our true Lord in our life.
主，在一件一件的事上。
One thing after another.
你来更新我们的奉献。
You renew our offerings.
你来得着你的主权。
You gain your sovereignty.
主，好叫你能够管理我们这个人。
You manage our whole being.
好叫你能够支配我们的生活。
You control our life.
主，叫我们能够真实的为我们死而复活的主而活。
So that we may live for the Lord who died and resurrected for us.
愿这样的话语不成为口号。
May all these words not become a slogan.
主，愿这样的话语真是成为我们在你面前的祷告。
May all these words become our true prayers.
我能够蒙你的喜悦。
May we please you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 我们一起再做一个结束的祷告。我感谢你，你说我们必晓得真理，真理也必叫我们得以自由。哦，主，启示我们，让我们看见我们一切所有的无非都是领受，是你这位全有全足全丰的神把一切都赏赐给我们。主，所以我们那样的奉献是理所当然的，也让我们看见基督那样的为我们在十字架上为我们舍身。主，好让你的爱这样来激励我们，好让我们不再为自己活，而是为那位为我们死而复活的主活。主 稣，耶稣，我们都愿意来跟随你，来负你的轭，来学你的样式，好让不照我们自己的意思，来照你的意思来行事，来服事，来跟众弟兄姐妹一起来建立你荣耀的家。主，感谢你早上这样的向我们施恩，求圣灵带我们进入那个真理。谢谢主，听我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。